Changing postures is useful.
This is the first retreat I've been on where I got to do the majority of the practice in a reclining lazy boy sofa chair, which was great, except for occasionally I felt like it was bringing on subtle dullness. And so particularly after meal times, I would revert back to the classic half lotus position in my bedroom. Switching between the two helped balance my practice.
And taking time to walk, I would often stand, look out at the view, sometimes lay down, feel what my body seemed to need at that moment, was very helpful. You know, back in the day, they didn't have clocks. They didn't have set schedules of when they were supposed to sit or walk. They would just feel it. And I think learning that intuition is part of the growing up process as a practitioner.
Yeah, I think also for me, I walked an hour-ish plus a day. And I could really tell the difference of sitting back down and having my body and my heart rate have had that activity. I was able to drop in. Also helped with staying more awake and less sleepy.
Exercising.
Get those reps in.
Yeah, similarly.
Helps to have guns. Big guns.
Yeah. Also yoga.
Oh, goodness.
Incredible. Open the hips up. Some gymnastics.
Too much reclining on the sofa makes one dull, lazy, and sleepy. So upping the energy levels in the body is an important counterbalance to having such luxurious comfort, which is otherwise a great thing because your body doesn't get in the way of your concentration.
It's great to have a garden, a park, or whatever, a place to walk in around the place where you are doing your Farkasana retreat. Goes hand in hand with changing the posture. I mean, to go for a walk, stare at the trees, stare at something, some kind of a natural beauty. It's just such a nice part of the practice for me.
Walking outside, thinking these graphics are amazing.
This is part of playing with your relationship to the external and the internal worlds. And I personally found it very useful to imagine that when I had my eyes closed, the scene that I was seeing, I was viewing with my eyes open. Likewise, when I was walking around with my eyes open, imagining that it was all taking place in my imagination, or like it was a simulation, like I was in a video game or something. Hence the comment, aren't these graphics great? Imagining that the world has been created in some sense by your own mind, like it's a lucid dream, or you're in some kind of virtual reality.
I certainly had my most photorealistic visuals when I had my eyes open.
That was perfect in every way.
Just to add on to that, a couple of us independently invented a practice of walking and alternating with eyes open and closed, which served to narrow that gap between inside and outside and imagination and looking.
Walking with eyes closed at points.
I did a practice on my walk that would, for 4 to 5 steps, close my eyes and then open them for another 4 to 5 steps. It was interesting to see what happened when I closed my eyes in the visual field, reopen them, and then monitor and observe the transition as well as what was happening every time I did that. And the relationship between what happened in the visual field between opening and closing and then sustaining it for 4 or 5 steps became to be pretty fascinating and also began to enhance my curiosity around wondering how something even becomes tangible and how the non-self is somehow reflected here. And I just began in this world of wonder that was blending these worlds and sort of helped actively participate in the ongoing magic.
Those effects become really obvious when you're playing with drawing signs in the air with your eyes open. You might only be able to see a faint tracing with your eyes open, but when you close your eyes, you can often see the symbol you've just drawn hanging very clearly in space.
I did a lot of walking outside with eyes closed. Our house has a big yard in the back with a lot of space to walk without hitting anything. I would, especially early on in the retreat, while I'm trying to develop the nimitta, would close my eyes to get some exercise, get the moving going, and build the nimitta just watching it. Another thing that was really helpful is doing what we call reverse blinking, which is you look at the candle flame or a light source with your eyes closed, and then you just open your eyes for a second or a few times really quickly. So your eyes are just open for a second, open for a flash, open for a flash. And this helps build the nimitta, helps you see quickly the after image. And I found that to be a really useful technique.